Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland,
here's Johnny.
Tonight is Halloween, and I'm sure gonna miss all those kids knocking on my door, especially the little ones, you know, with the really cute costumes. Anyhow, since it is Halloween, I thought what a great day to be talking about all the tricks that financial advisors are playing on people right now, particularly around cryptocurrency. If you have any questions about that, we're going to be talking all kinds of subjects today about the tricks and treats, since it is, after all, Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody! For those of you just joining us this morning, good morning. Welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. It's kind of a Halloween name in itself. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night, even though there may be trouble out there. Markets that are volatile, people suing you, all kinds of stuff. Boy, my weeks are fun filled, that's for sure. And they just never stop. This past week was pretty great as well. Anyway, that's because I am a financial advisor running a financial services company for over 20 years and a licensed practicing attorney. We're broadcasting live right now out of our little dumpy studio down here in downtown Oakland, California. There's nothing wrong with it. Blue skies outside. It's a beautiful day. So if you have a question, maybe something came up. Maybe, folks, you want to learn how to handle your daughter's deadbeat boyfriend. Call this number, 415-808-5627, 808-KNBR. So as I was saying, tonight, today, whatever you want to call it, it's Halloween. Feels like Halloween, doesn't it? That little frost in the air, sub 50s this morning. Just chilly, putting on the sweatshirt and the pants.
I see dead people.
See those too. Got a little creep up my spine this morning as I walked in that back. You know the back bedroom? The one you never go into and it's dark. You know what I'm talking about. Or if you go down in the basement. You ever have that feeling? I do all the time. I don't know what it is. Anyways, in honor of Halloween, I love my treats as much as any person. In fact, I really have a serious sweet tooth when it comes to dark chocolate. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love it. So, unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be trick-or-treating tonight because people are worried, obviously, about the spread, and they're shutting down restaurants, all kinds of stuff. All these changes happening right now. Got to do our part to keep the spread down, I guess. But in any ways, in honor of this special night, I started thinking about five tricks, not treats, that financial advisors have been using to dupe unknowing investors lately. This is making bad decisions with your finances, particularly now that we're using the internet so much more. You don't have the face-to-face contact with an advisor. You can't really look them in the eye and check out their place of work to see if they're for real. So we're seeing a lot of that happening right now. So if you want to avoid getting tricked into bad investments, scammed into paying fees, or avoid getting duped by the latest fraudsters we've come across, then this episode should be truly entertaining for you. Anyway, the first trick, not treat, that some advisors are using right now that we've seen cost some really big money. And this is a result of this new normal, which is now the new normal, with how you receive your financial services, is an area called crypto. It's digital currency. It's, some argue, the future. Still a very small portion of the financial services industry. But overall, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin is an area you really should be careful about when you consider buying any shares in any companies, because now there's so many popping up all over the place that talk about huge returns associated with the cryptocurrency related activity. And you want to do your research before you buy any shares of any company offering you any sort of a connection to the cryptocurrency world. So an area that we're seeing a lot of investors getting fooled right now is really, and we get calls about this, it's just unrealistic predictions of returns, if you hear that, or claims that are being made through, say, press releases. I mean, I've seen some of these things. Press releases or spam email, you get an email and all of a sudden you're talking to somebody. You get a call at home maybe. There's posts online and there's social media threads. All these are how they're dispersing this information right now because let's face it, it's cheap, it's free or low cost to them and they're hitting millions and millions of households by doing this. And so unfortunately, the scammers are using a technique known as, you may have heard this, called pump and dump. I love that. Pump and dump. Pump and dump fraud. What is that? Well, recently, the SEC suspended trading in a number of securities due to questions regarding the accuracy of the cryptocurrency-related activity. Let me give you some examples so you know what to look out for. This is where the SEC suspended trading. It was regarding these things. First, the liquidity and value of a company's assets and something known as DIB coins. You ever hear about that? DIB coin? It's a cryptocurrency, apparently, but it wasn't really accurate. There were also assertions by several companies out there that they plan to conduct an initial coin offering. Isn't that unique? Initial public offering. We'll call it initial coin offering, an ICO. Interesting. And a company's claimed transition from a vape products business to one involved in cryptocurrency and adoption of blockchain technology. I think it's fascinating how a company could be really good at vaping. Next thing you know, they're into cryptocurrency. That should be a red flag for you, folks. Okay. So what else? What other tips should you be aware of to avoid this cryptocurrency-related stock scheming and scamming that's going out there right now? So first of all, don't say yes to cryptocurrency stock purchases from any aggressive cold caller. And even if they call you and they sound nice and their claims are plausible and maybe you have the ability to look it up online, I'd say be careful. Because if these stocks are the very low price type, that maybe trade over the counter. This is the pump and dump scheme. This is where they get out there. I don't know if you saw the movie Boiler Room. If you haven't, you're at home right now, watch Boiler Room. That's what I'm talking about. It's pump and dump. That's where they say, oh, this is the greatest thing. It's going to be amazing. This is all the stuff. You know, maybe you see some articles about that and you go, oh, wow, this is amazing. I'm going to go from 30 cents to $100. We go for it, right? Let's go put a bunch of money in there. That's bad because what ends up, you just go watch the movie and you'll see. It's a very good illustration of what that means. And you know what? This stuff is going on. We had a couple come in this week down in our Orange County office and they were talking about something that wasn't crypto related. It was something else related to COVID. It was killing the bacteria on people's hands. And it was like 99.9% effective. Apparently, I mean, all the stuff, the FDA is looking at it and they're about to approve. I mean, all the stuff, that's just gambling. It's what it is. So be really careful. And you should be suspicious of anyone who makes any guarantee that an investment will perform a certain way, or particularly if they make pushy sales pitches that want you to act now. You have to act now. No, you don't. No reason for that. And if you want to check out any particular company, go to the SEC's EDGAR, E-D-G-A-R, database to find out whether the company files with the SEC. And if so, read the report and go ahead and verify that information. But you got to remember the fact that a company has registered its securities or filed reports with the SEC doesn't mean that it's going to be a good investment. Just means that they went ahead and registered, which is a decent step, but you still got to do your homework. So be wary of any stocks that have huge spikes in price, and this could be a sign of manipulation or fraud. Now, the other thing the OTC markets do, which I think is pretty good, is they give you warning signs. So if you, first of all, find out where the stock trades and pay attention to any cautions that they put on their website, like pump and dump schemes tend to be quoted on the OTC quotation platform, which provides icons to warn investors about concerns with the company. They have a stop sign, which means the company can't or will not provide information to the regulators, exchanges, or the OTC markets. And my favorite, the skull and crossbones, in honor of Halloween. But they put that up there just to warn you that the security company or person who controls that company might be involved in a spam campaign, questionable marketing practices, or a regulatory action. So all these things aren't good, and so you got to be careful. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say they have a competitive advantage because they have this great proprietary fund, and you can't get it anywhere else. Should you buy it? Find out. You don't want to miss this one. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
David Hollander.
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
David Hollander. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Here's Johnny.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And tonight is Halloween. So in honor of this special holiday, today we're talking about the five tricks, not treats, that are going on in the financial world right now that we've uncovered as we work with our clients. And hopefully you can avoid the house or the neighbor that gives out the apples and the toothbrushes by following our words of advice. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. In fact, I heard it again this week. They have a competitive advantage with their proprietary fund or annuity, because you can't get it anywhere else, and you have to buy it. Well, is that true? Should you buy it? It really depends. But on balance, I would say you really need to find out more information. Because this particular treat, in my opinion, really creates a huge conflict of interest if you start to peel away the layers and look at what's going on there. In fact, sometimes these sort of products place the advisor's interest above yours, and this could be something known as revenue sharing. If you've never heard that term before, this practice of revenue sharing is when mutual funds or insurance companies pay your financial advisor, the firm. So usually advisor doesn't know about this in all cases. It's usually the firm who's, you know, having specials or saying, hey, this month we got to do more of this type of business. And the reason they're doing that is because there's an extra incentive fee or commission for this particular financial product instead of, say, another one that might be better performing or lower cost. Now, this is something that goes on quite a bit. And these backhanded deals really line the pockets of these firms in a pretty big way. In fact, there was a example. This was a report we came across where revenue sharing disclosure released by company X, I'm not going to name the name of the company, stated that they received revenue sharing payments of approximately, get this, $186.7 million from mutual fund and 529 product partners and $7.7 million from annuity products. And for that same period, get this, their net income was $746 million. So yeah, that's a lot of revenue, but hey, 25% or one quarter of all of their revenue came from selling this particular product. And this product offered a kickback to the firm for promoting these funds, and they were more expensive than others. There were other options out there. So we've also heard clients say that their advisor said these investments were proprietary and that they were only created for clients of this particular firm. And so when you hear that, you know, you really got to do your homework. So if you think these advisors are only showing you those funds because they pay them more, or you really want to find out, you want to get a second opinion, then call this number, 866-PROTECT. You want to protect yourself and find out, get a second opinion. Again, this will not cost you anything. Call 866-PROTECT and just run it by us. We're more than happy to help you. The next trick out there that we're seeing quite a bit of comes to you through an email. Or maybe you're out there searching on Google and you know that the top ads you're going to see are paid for. They're paid for ads always that hit you first. The ones you're looking for are down below the page that you probably usually can't find or several pages deep. And you know what? This trick is so obvious. I mean, if I'm telling you right now, you're going to go, come on, are people really doing that? The answer is yes, you won't believe this. This involves encouraging you with these low interest rate environments right now to refinance your home, pull equity out of your home, pay your loan off. Sounds like a good deal because you're getting a better interest rate, but where's that extra equity going? So, yeah, you're not going to believe this. One of the ways they do this is because it just sounds so fantastic, but the mere thought of taking debt on and reducing your equity in your home really should send shivers up your spine, even though it seems to make sense on paper. And I equate this practice where you take that extra money and you put it into this sort of investment they're talking about, like going to Las Vegas. It's kind of like taking that equity, putting it on the table, and just hoping you hit black. I mean, really. So I know interest rates are low right now. I know maybe the variable loan that they're showing you seems like a really good deal. I'm hearing this all the time right now. People are saying, I'm paying 3.7 on my loan. I can get a variable for 2.25. Gee, that's a huge spread. That makes a big difference in my payment. Yeah, but then what are you doing with that extra equity they want you to pull out on top of that? Is it connected somehow to an investment scheme? If that's how you learn about this, you got to be really careful. Be careful. So I know rates are low right now, but if you refinance and you pull out equity and put into any sort of investment that sounds better, be careful, because not only are you going to pay the costs of the fees that are buried in there, even though they say there may be no fees, they're hidden in there. There's nothing for free. There's always fees. And if that investment that they're talking about fails, you're going to be out the equity that you pulled out, you're going to be out the fees, and worse, if rates rise in the future and that variable adjusts, now you could have a much higher interest rate, and you could, this has happened, could lose your property. So this is the sort of thing you got to be very careful about. And anything that sounds this good, you want to run it by an attorney before you sign anything. Okay. And as you know, we have attorneys here in our office, 866-PROTECT, to talk to one. Next on the list, I hear this all the time. I'm the investment guy. I don't need to review your tax return. That's why you have an accountant. Well, according to Kiplinger Magazine, they say, the right advisor for you and your money is one that is quarterbacking a team of professionals. An advisor who reviews your tax return on a regular basis to make sure your investment plan is tax efficient and you're taking advantage of every opportunity that's available. So I have a question for you. Now that we're sitting here, October 31st, you got 2 months left before it's December 31st and 2020 is over. When was the last time the person you go to for investment advice reviewed your tax return? If your answer is they never have, we are going to count this as one of the five tricks, not treats, that financial advisors use, because this lack of tax coordination keeps you farther from your financial goal of saving money. And again, we saw this week. We had a client who was having tax-free interest off their money, but they were in the 15% tax bracket. And so our CPA, Mark, said, what are you doing? You know, you could pick up, 2% more by doing this and it doesn't affect you, really, when you look at it in the numbers. So even though you think you may be doing something right, it doesn't always work that way. So it's dreadful to think that any advisor would give you financial advice without first reviewing your tax return. But as you know, this happens all the time. And that's one reason I think that we stand out from other advisors, because we review our clients' tax returns each year. We're starting now. In our office, we have three CPAs who review your taxes in connection with your investments before the year end to make sure that you're getting every possible advantage that exists in this tax code right now. Let's face it, if you're not looking at these tax rates right now, they could change. Tuesday's going to tell us a lot. May take a few more days, maybe 30 days to see what happens if there's an appeal and so forth. But don't wait until December 31st, because once that date comes, that could be it. That could be the end of this tax code. Coming up next, find out how one of the nation's largest advisors said you can take 7% per year from your retirement account. Don't worry about it. Find out how one family almost lost everything sticking with that advice. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying our Halloween special show this morning. My team's done a great job putting together some great effects and movies and songs. Hope you enjoyed it this morning. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander. And back by popular demand, I can't believe finally, once again, we're going to be able to do a live event. It's been so many months, but we're doing it. We're going to have a workshop at the Floodwater in Mill Valley this Thursday night. Got the whole back patio out there, and we are welcoming all of you to come. The way you sign up is you go to pyaevents.com. Yes, we will be having social distance. Yes, you will be required to wear a mask. And yes, we will let you do dine out, take out if you want at the end of it. But this is a way to get some really great adventure and news about how to survive 2020, because you only have a couple months left. And so we'll be going into in-depth ways. We've been helping people through this crisis and what's out there, what you can do before the end of the year to protect your financial life. Go to pyaevents.com and you can register right there. And we would love to see you there at Floodwater in Mill Valley this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Still have a few seats available, so take advantage of that. Want to wish some happy birthdays. Coming up this week, we have Kathleen Raw, Mary English, Jane Lamont, Eugene Fong, and Teresa Coach Terry McKeever. Happy birthday to all of you guys. I hope you have a great birthday week. So in honor of Halloween this morning, we've been talking about the five tricks, not treats, that financial advisors and, quote, financial firms have been using during this pandemic to take advantage of folks, because let's face it, business has changed, and the way you do business, particularly financial business, has changed dramatically since before the pandemic. So if you missed any of the show, go back and listen to our podcast at pyaradio.com. Go to pyaradio.com. You can download the podcast and hear all the tricks, not treats, that firms and financial advisors are using right now to rip you off. So there you go. All right, so that leads me to the fifth and final trick. And this one, I got to tell you, you know, this is kind of the wolf in sheep's clothing, if you will. You may have seen these commercials. In fact, they're all over all the time. And it looks like a regular person in a regular office. And they're making fun about how they do things differently than the other type of security salesperson, and how they're on your side and the whole thing. I mean, it's a great marketing department. Don't get me wrong. They do incredible marketing. Now, you can see by the assets they've raised, it's significant. They manage a lot of money. But what was amazing to me was when they say that their fees are lower than everybody else. Well, that's just not true. So check that out. Always compare the fees you're paying to what they're claiming compared to what you're doing. But this one kind of got me. There was a couple that we worked with who said that they worked with this firm and that the firm told them that they could go ahead and take 7% a year out of their portfolio because the way they manage their money would definitely keep and exceed that over the longer run, and they'd be fine. So this couple retired and they put all their money with this firm and they started on their journey of retirement and they started pulling out that 7% per year. Well, then 2008 happened. And I hate to draw analogies, but we saw kind of a little mini 2008, didn't we? In March. Remember that? Yep. We had a recession. Second quarter was terrible. And what's going to happen in the future? It's unclear right now, and we could have much more volatility in the next coming months. So now's not the time to freak out, but it is the time to look at your withdrawal plan. Because if you're like this couple and you're withdrawing money on a regular basis out of your account and you're selling things to live off of, well, what can happen? You can get in big trouble. In fact, this couple was going along through this crisis, and we're sticking to the plan, and they got in trouble. In fact, they got a call from the advisor saying, hey, you know, you can't keep spending this kind of money. And they said, well, what are you talking about? This was part of our plan. You said we could do this. It looked great. What's wrong? What's different? Well, we had a crisis, and now it's not going to work. And so you got to change your spend. Well, wait a minute. I can't. I'm retired now. I can't just go back to work. So this was a bad situation. They were digging into their principal at a very aggressive rate. As you know, the accounts dropped substantially. And they were looking at a very serious situation where they might have to sell their property. That wasn't good. That's when they found us and we helped them get back on course. But the reality is this happened. And it's not the first time I've heard about this happening. So you just got to be careful. Those sort of withdrawal rates are probably way too aggressive. And you need to be more realistic. That's why when we use our planning software, which I'm not sure what this firm uses in terms of planning software, but we use something called Riskalyze, which analyzes your holdings, your portfolio, and gives you a pretty accurate, they say it's 95%, of what that performance could look like with that portfolio. And then you can use that in your financial planning tools to see what the results could be. And again, we only have this sort of technology to use, but it's still, you don't want to go over the board, right? You don't want to go too deep and say, well, I'm expecting a 7, but my portfolio is really showing a 4 or 5. And after fees, it's more like, you know, a 3 or 4, right? So be careful. That's all I want to bring your attention to. You don't want to be retired thinking everything is fine and then being told you have to change your lifestyle dramatically, because if you don't, you're going to run out of money. It's not a good feeling. It's not a place you want to be. So think about this right now. The Trump tax rates aren't going to be around, most likely. We don't know, but I doubt they're going to be around forever. And so right now, you've got about 2 more months to adjust things to take advantage of these low tax rates. Big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for another great show. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.